What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Yes! It is February. It's February. Oh, man. February is already here. Oh, God. Another year I'm going to get older. Alright, guys. TruckDriver101.com. This video is always sponsored by TruckDriverAudiobooks.com. Check it out. TruckDriverAudiobooks.com. For new drivers, by the way. Alright. Let's get down to business. So, we are going to talk about the founder of Pride Stores, the truck stop chain that has been in the news. Two truckers found a video camera installed in the men's bathroom. Now, from reading the story, basically, you have two opinions. On one hand, you have a guy doing the, "Let me tell you, we've had those cameras in there for many years, and all of a sudden these filthy, dirty truck drivers decide to spread the media, spread the news that we had them in there. Those sons of bitches. They weren't hidden. They were out. They were able to be seen, and they're acting like we were hiding them." And truckers are like, "That's weird. That's really fucking weird." And even the guy's explanation doesn't kind of make sense, because his thing is, we're putting them in to find people who are using graffiti. Now, the problem with that is, when you say that, that sounds really good until you realize that the only way to see the guy who's writing on inside the stall is if your camera is directly down inside the stall. Now, if you want to watch me wipe my ass, that's up to you. You's kind of a freak. But that's a little weird. You know, it's a little weird. I have no idea why you would want to watch a bunch of sweaty, fat truck drivers wipe their ass. That's your personal business. That is your personal business. Right. But spreading the news to other drivers that you have a camera in the bathroom is kind of odd. Now, I scanned the story, so I'm pretty sure I didn't see anything about the women's bathroom, because that's the thing. And also, just as a precaution, I would not be taking showers in this place. And that leads me to what I want to talk about, which is, we've all taken showers in a public place, even in sometimes washing up in your truck or getting dressed in your truck. Do you think there could be cameras there? Because it's an interesting question, isn't it? Because every big company has these excuses. "Oh, we've got to stop the graffiti." You know, trucking companies, "We don't know what you're doing in that truck. You could be using a bottle of heroin with a 12-year-old prostitute." You know, this corporate imaginary mind of us doing all these diabolical things instead of the reality of waiting on my fucking load, right? Or putting on my drawers, right? That's pretty much what you're going to get. Right. Or some horrible normal person masturbation, you know, which, male or female, in real life, it ain't very impressive. but the reality is that this whole Pride thing is, it's just typical of the way the world is today. And then his bullshit of, "It's the internet made it seem worse than it were." You're putting cameras in a bathroom, right? That means if you got showers in this Pride, yeah, then you probably have put cameras in the bathroom, because if you want to catch that person writing on the wall, then you probably want to catch everybody. My thing is this: if it really is for graffiti anywhere, and whether you know, as far as the Pride stations go, the story, why care? Like, do you really think when I read the word "nigger" on the side of a wall, I put my head down and I go, "Can't make it. I'm so colored. I don't know what to do. They wrote hateful words towards me and my families." Like, what? I look at it. I go, "Oh, that was stupid. Someone wasted their time and effort while taking a shit to do that. They could have, I don't know, Googled something." You know, it's like, who the fuck, like, when I go to the bathroom, I got my phone and I'm like looking at YouTube videos, or, you know, it's, I don't get why you would take the time to scratch into a wall. Like, that's a person with no life. Right. So no, I'm not super offended. I tell you what, I will take those written dirty words, and all you got to do is pull those cameras out. I say that on behalf of all the minorities, because I'd like the wiping of my ass to be private. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not ashamed to wipe my ass. You know, I like a clean ass. I'm just saying that, you know, it would be preferred private. Now, use a freak, and at least if you're going to do that, you ought to tell somebody, and not just him. Back to what I was talking about earlier, all companies should have to tell people. You just shouldn't be able to put a camera in somewhere and deny, like, oh, we just did that for this reason. Like, no, the only way for you to get that angle that you want, to see that truck driver having sex with that 12-year-old girl and doing that pound of heroin, is to be down in the cab, right, checking out his wiener, right, or vagina, right, which is unnecessary, because this diabolical world that everyone thinks exists doesn't. It just doesn't. I guarantee you, at the same truck stop, you can't figure out how to sell me a bag of chips for a reasonable price. How about you do that? How about you work on that? How about we get reasonable prices at truck stops? How about you work on, if you're worried about people stealing, how about you deal with your employees? Because as a truck driver, I can tell you, all companies, trucking companies, everybody, you got a theft problem in that office. I know I ain't the only truck driver who's delivered objects to trucking companies. You're my trucking company. And things were taken away magically. All right? I've delivered to places like pilots and other places, or objects that are going to pilots. And people in management or who are unloading the truck make things magically disappear. Are you doing something about that? Nah. Because we all know the people who own the place never steal. Right? The people who are the bosses and management, they don't ever steal shit. Right? They're honest hoes, and all they hoes is honest. All management is honest. They honest. They ain't never lied to nobody. Right? When they tell you that pen, I remember going to a pilot one time, and I bought 2 pens for $9. And then that's literally because I needed a pen. Had no choice. And I was doing paper logs at the time. Literally went to Costco that weekend. For the same type of pen, I got, I think, 10 of those pens for $9. Right. Yeah, because y'all, you managers are so down with honesty. You CEOs, you're so honest that you charge a man a set of pens that you got for $9 for 10. You charge me $9 for 2. Yeah. So, anyway, that might, you know, also fixing those problems might eliminate that graffiti. You know, people don't feel like writing negative things in a positive environment, you know, where you don't rob us blind. So, anyway, that's my little rant on it. Pride truck stops. If you take a shower in that motherfucker, you know, be aware that you might end up on X-Hamster or something. You know, it might happen. You know, you might end up on some freaky deek place. All right. Truckdriver101.com. Talk to y'all later.